Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dude, that's not cool.
Good morning. Welcome to the show on a very important day. One that's probably on your calendar as we celebrate National Garlic Day. Why not? I do love garlic.
Me too.
I think the best smell in the world. Well, one of my favorite smells. You know, you all have your favorite, like, fresh cut grass. It just makes you feel good in the spring. Copper tone brings me back to my ute.
Permanent markers.
You love permanent markers?
Permanent mark.
The best smell is the sauteing of garlic and onion in a pan. Oh, it's really, it's like, what are you making in there?
Anything. You can put that on anything.
I'm just sauteing a couple things. I mean, it is the best smell in the world. So enjoy Garlic Day today. I think Kevin put something up about it. Did you?
Yeah. All the stats you need to celebrate.
I'm waiting for Horseradish Day, which Collinsville, Illinois owns.
Owns Horseradish Day?
Yeah. Well, have you ever been to the Horseradish Festival?
No.
Yes. I have. I've been there.
When is that? What time of year is that?
Summertime.
Summer, yeah.
What goes on at the Horseradish Festival?
There's a Miss Horseradish contest. There's lemon shake-ups and...
Live music.
Really? And at all...
Horseshoes?
I think there's also a horseradish, like, throwing competition or...
I recall something like that too. Yeah, there was some competition where you threw. Were you throwing the roots? Was that the deal?
I don't know if you threw them or maybe it's a golf club and you hit them.
You're right. There's something. It's been a few years, but there's something. Yeah, you're on the right track.
Is there anything with like chugging a bottle of it?
I can't even breathe it in. I can't even do it. But they also sell horseradish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do.
And is it like? Is it the why? Do they make that much horseradish in Collinsville?
That's a good question. Why it is the horseradish capital of the world?
Yes.
I don't know.
It is of the entire world?
Well, I think so.
Yeah.
Maybe they just needed a thing. And they're like, no one's claimed horseradish yet.
I don't know why you... I mean, not every city has a thing, though. They used to have the ketchup bottle. That's still there. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. Brooks Ketchup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank God.
They need to put a big horseradish statue up.
At least for that weekend. They should cover it or something.
But if people still talk about that ketchup bottle, it's like you could really get some publicity for your area.
Now you're thinking.
I know.
You should try to be Miss Horseradish and take over promotions for this thing. I think you got some great ideas. You can bring it to the next level.
I get the feeling you're trying to push me out of this radio.
I just think you've got a nice career waiting for you in the horseradish game. It's something I'd hate to see this hold you back. That's all I'm saying.
I'm an idea girl. Always have been.
Right.
From the get-go. That's me. All right. Today on the show, lots of fun stuff. We are going to talk about what people think is funny. The different kind of humor that people think is funny. And since we have a comic on the show, we're going to have Tim... Yes, you.
Yeah, I'm going to come up with examples for all the different kinds as they rank.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So some of it will be my stuff and some of it will be some of my favorite jokes from, you know, those particular genres
or
ideas.
Yes, yes. And there are 7% of people that think nothing is funny.
Miserable existence.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you can't laugh every day, that's really sad. Mm-hmm. So we'll do that. We're also going to talk about our excursion yesterday. Our nurses visit, and we want to thank the nurses, and we will highlight them in the 7 o'clock hour on the show that we thanked yesterday. We had you write in nurses that impacted your life in some way, so we've been bringing them lunch, Sugar Fire Smokehouse lunch, different days, and we all had some issues yesterday. Tim had some issues. Kevin, I think you were the issue-less.
I know. I almost had an issue, but I made the right call at the last second.
Okay. Wow. I had an issue, didn't realize the issue until I got home. So we'll talk about
that. I can't wait.
Oh, it's aggravating to me. We're going to talk about prom stories. There's a really sweet prom story and an odd prom story. And a new line of clothing that will be hitting the market soon. And they've teamed up with somebody that won Project Runway.
For prom specifically?
No. A new line of clothing. And okay. Prom separate. Stories.
Mm. Oh, separate. Okay.
Comma.
I thought they were going to...
Clothes. Okay. You got it?
Yeah.
Are we on board?
They were going to... Yeah.
No, don't say anything. Don't waste all your humor here.
Okay. All right. It's a pretty good one.
Well, maybe save it.
I thought you were going to talk about new lines of clothing for prom, and all I could think about was a promper. It's a romper you wear to prom.
Like it.
I do, too.
It's early, guys.
I think that's a fine line, mm-hmm. Tim. If it's going to start like this, I can't wait for your segment. All right, so today, yes, it's cold. It's very cold right now, but we're going to get up to 56. And they weren't kidding yesterday when they said very windy. It was very windy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 61. Saturday, 60s. Sunday, 60s. So we're in the 60s gear. But we need to ramp that up to the 70s, people. Right now, it is 37, and here is Lance with another look at your traffic.
And because I know you're dying to know what makes Collinsville the horseradish capital of the world.
Yes, I actually am.
Their soil in the Mississippi River bottom is rich in potash, which helps make for really good horseradish.
And is it really the world's, whatever we said?
Well, you know what?
Horseradish capital of the world.
Collinsville says it is, and... You know,
I'm not arguing with Collinsville.
My buddy's Collinsville. You don't mess with those K-Hogs.
Last time I messed with Collinsville, I came out on the bottom.
Those claims have to start somewhere. Might as well come from you. That's why I'm the traffic overlord. Nobody gave me that title. I picked it myself.
Hey, we're going to make you the vice.
No. I'm going to be the traffic overlord. Yeah. I fit in the corporate structure. I'm a top of everybody. You can't top an overlord.
Nope, it's all about the title, Lance. Yeah.
That's right.
You own it.
All right, on the roads, we've got some problems on the Illinois side.
My house.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. People are concerned with you, Jen, because you pulled a triple shift.
Full disclosure, Jill Devine was out sick yesterday, and so I had to fill in for a little bit of her shift yesterday, 10 until noon. But she also... she records the night show.
Yes.
So I had to do that.
So you were all day.
Wow. I was not here until midnight. Yeah, I was here for what? I can't do math. A lot of the hours yesterday.
So you just recorded it.
Yeah, I did.
You are here right now.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I am live.
I have good news for you if you're tired. Because Target is about to make you very happy.
What?
People that are tired. They have announced that they are now offering a drive-up service.
What?
Now, they're only doing it right now in Florida and Texas, but they announced Tuesday that customers can buy items without leaving their car. They started it last fall in Minneapolis, where they're headquartered.
Yeah.
And they're hoping to expand it to about 1,000 stores across the U.S. by the end of the year. So you place your order on the Target app.
Yeah, they already have something on their website where you can reserve stuff in store, and then they have the reserved store parking where you can just park, run into the guest services and pick it up.
You don't even have to get out of your car.
This is awesome.
Wow. So, and it also helps with all the purchases you make when you're in the store.
Yeah, this might hurt Target. They might look at my profile and be like, oh, she doesn't spend $100 every time she comes here anymore.
Mm-hmm. It's like that dollar bin thing that they've got, that dollar section.
It's not the dollar bin anymore. It's like the dollar to $5.
Oh. Yeah.
And I pick everything up anyway, like, oh, it's only a dollar. And then I look and I'm like, oh, it's only $3. And then I have five of them. And then I'm like, how have I spent all this money again?
Well, it's interesting because that's what they do. Stores like that will price some things at cost that they don't even make money on because they know that on your way through the store, you're going to buy a bunch of extra stuff.
Totally. Yeah. That's me. Yeah. I just have no strength when it comes to, ooh, that looks good.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Especially Target.
Actual conversation I had this weekend with my daughter, because Saturday we went in, we had to get a birthday present for one of her friends. And she said, ooh, Mom, look at those shoes. Those are cute. And so then I found them in the shoe department and I'm looking at this and I'm looking at that. And she's five. And she said to me, Mom, I know all of this stuff is cute, but you're getting distracted. We need to buy Evelyn's birthday present.
That kid's awesome. Not so bad, is she?
She's not. She helped me from buying a pair of shoes that I didn't need.
By the way, so what's going to happen is when you order them on the app, Then the customers park in designated spots outside the store, and the employees bring out the orders.
Wow. I was going to say, my Target is not does not have like a capability for a drive-through window.
That's so good with people with like babies.
Yes. Yes.
That car seat is the heaviest thing ever. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're carrying it in.
It's awful.
And that baby Bjorn thing is not comfortable. It really hurts your back.
Right.
You look cute, but it hurts.
Oh, my God. Target.
Go ahead, sorry.
No. I'm a customer for life. For real.
Here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
Sponsored by your neighborhood Ace on the...
Y98, it's 6:12 with the Courtney and Company Morning Show. We'll have news and traffic for you in just a minute. No matter how bad your week is going, it's not as bad as the person who planned a trip up to Chicago for a 3-game series with the Cards and the Cubs. Oh. So far, you've had one cancellation, a postponement, and you've seen one game.
That's a bad bet, though, on your part.
And you were very cold on the game.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
In April, to plan a... It's not a smart move. In Chicago?
But usually you're not in for this. This doesn't happen.
This is weird. Right.
Okay, and you're going to talk later about how many games have been postponed so far this baseball season.
It's pretty crazy.
It is crazy.
Yeah.
It's so weird that Jen today, she had a Walgreens shopping expedition that is similar to how mine end usually, with a bunch of randoms. And she brought in a giant bag of my favorite, pink Starburst.
Ooh, yeah, it's limited edition. All pink.
Yeah, they've been doing it for a while now, the all pink Starburst bags. But now there's a new pink Starburst clothing line.
What? Made with the rappers?
No, it's not just like a Starburst logo. Starburst has teamed up with the winner of Project Runway from season 15, and it's a whole collection. Sweatshirt that says, I am a pink Starburst. A pink denim jacket with a graphic of a mouth eating a pink Starburst. A neon sign that says, you are a pink Starburst.
I feel like I am a pink Starburst. That sweatshirt could sit right in your closet next to Brunch Squad and be totally fine.
Now, the difference is, Jen, I do enjoy pink Starburst. I am not
That's what I'm saying.
This is more me, really.
Yes. Yeah.
But, you know, those people that are yellow and orange Starburst fans, this aggravates them, I think.
Who is a yellow and orange Starburst
I like
fan?
A yellow.
Every once in a while.
Every once in a while. But the pink...
You wouldn't want a bag. Pink, you can do a bag. I could do a bag of red.
I could, too.
I hate the red.
What? I love the red.
The red are my least favorite.
I love the pink.
The pink. It's the perfect, sweet... I am a pink Starburst.
Do you mash them together? Do you have a favorite combo?
No. Don't like... I like them
solo.
You're
a purist.
I am a pure. I'm a Starburst purist. You are a pinkstarburst.com. You can order your Starburst wear right now. Nothing is sold out.
Wow, that's crazy.
Plenty of inventory.
The news is brought to you by the exceptional doctors and nurses of SSM Health Medical Group, where better health care comes from knowing you better. Partly cloudy today and a high of 56. Lance Hildebrand now with a look at traffic.
Sponsored by Sherwin-Williams.
Y98, it's Courtney and Company on a chilly day. I'm not even going to say a chilly Thursday because it's just been cold and I think it's getting people down. So we're here to cheer you up? Question mark? I'm not going to guarantee anything.
Right.
You don't get your, you know what? You do get your money back if we don't make you laugh today. So there you go.
Okay. I know all you guys a lot, Jen, Kevin, Lance.
Yeah.
I don't know if I know your specific prom stories or not. I don't think Kevin went to the prom.
I went to the junior prom. I did not go to my senior prom.
We didn't have a junior prom. We just had prom.
We had junior. Well, it was junior, senior together.
Not
so
us.
So you got to go both years.
Only seniors?
Only
went?
Seniors. Wow. But I mean, a guy could ask a younger, an underclassman that wasn't a senior. But it was senior prom.
Yeah.
Lance?
I have a perfect record. I went to one high school event, and that was my graduation.
Oh.
Oh, you were one of them. You're still the same today. Won't watch the Godfather movies.
I'm contrarian, yes.
Yes. So you had no desire at all. It was out. You're just like, that's not cool.
Just didn't feel like going.
He wanted to be the guy who bragged that he didn't go to the prom.
That's you, Lance,
that
all
is.
The way. And Jen?
Yeah, I went to junior and senior prom.
Okay. I went to senior prom, or my prom, and my dress was very expensive. No, it seriously was.
Really?
Yeah, it was ridiculous. Like, for then?
Yeah.
Where is it? It was like $800.
Where is it now?
What about you? I bet you went to a lot. You went to a, I know. See?
You went to several proms.
Didn't you?
Tim went to an all, he went to Priory, so he went to an all boys
school.
All boys school,
right. So we had ours, but then you also had the all girls schools proms.
All the all girls schools proms.
Right. And I couldn't make all of them. There was only so much of me to go around.
I was going to ask which one did you not go to?
I had to turn a few. No. So all in, I mean.
How many?
Six.
That's
I
a
went,
lot.
I went to one. I was invited to one my sophomore year, and then I went to mine and two others junior year, and then senior year, mine and one other. Because I had a girlfriend, so I couldn't just be cruising around at proms.
And then you went when you were a sophomore in college with somebody?
No.
I like that. I had a girlfriend, so if I hadn't had one, it would have been more like 37.
Who knows?
Was there somebody in your class that went to more, like, a ton?
Yeah, I mean, maybe not like a ton, but I'm sure somebody did like four or something.
At that point, do you just buy a tuxedo? You're going to go to so many?
I had one, you know why? Because I was DJing for TKO at the time, and we'd have to go DJ, weddings. So I owned I owned a tuxedo.
Wow.
Yeah. And I also, you look at prom pictures now, and I wore like bright red Converse with my tuxedo. So my mom, when she was taking pictures, would move the coffee table in the living room over. So it's like me and the date, and then there's just this table blocking my shoes because my mom was embarrassed.
I thought that was cute. I'd like to see your prom picture.
Okay.
We should all put prom pictures up, except we'll just put a picture of Lance up.
Yeah, just a generic.
Just stand in there.
No, like, just a girl. Just a girl with her hands in the front, like the prom pose, and no one behind.
This media won't play.
All our prom pictures, and then Lance smoking cigarettes in the alley behind school.
You wore red Converse. I, senior year, found out from a friend that my date was wearing a red tuxedo jacket. And I freaked out because that's what you do when you're a senior in high school. Like, oh my gosh, he didn't even check to see what color my dress was. What if it didn't match? And then someone was joking that they were going to mistake him for the valet and just like hand him keys all night long because he had a red tuxedo jacket.
Awesome. I think it's kind of fun. How big was your hair that night?
I didn't really have big hair, I don't think.
No, you didn't.
No prom, no perm action going on.
Okay, well, there's two prom stories in the news today, and this one's really sweet. An 18-year-old kid in Texas just took his mom to prom, and sometimes schools don't allow this, and it's ridiculous. And the reason was because she had him when she was 17 and missed her prom.
Aww.
So he took his mom.
That's sweet. At first, I was like, is this going to be weird?
It's not weird. It's very, sweet. Very sweet. And then this may be the future Lady Gaga we have on our hands. A girl in Georgia. She wants to be a funeral director. She already knows this. She drove to her prom on Saturday in a hearse and showed up lying in a casket.
Oh, man. What, did she have people like carrying her in?
I don't know.
That's pretty cool.
I was interested, but not interested enough to click on the story.
All right, we have a bunch to cover in Entertainment Schmig. Kevin, your woman. We're going to talk about her. And what she convinced Julie Bowen to do on Modern Family.
Oh, Sofia Vergara.
Yes. That's your crush? That's your number one?
That's my number one.
Hmm.
It's like his one and only.
Number one, number two, Rosalind Sanchez.
Oh. Is she on Blue Bloods?
No, she used to be on that one show on CBS.
Yeah.
He likes the flavor.
He does. He likes a little Latin spice.
Kevin, wow. I have no idea.
We'll do it in the next 6 minutes on Y98.
Help me.
It's Entertainment Schmig. All right, let's start with upcoming hosts for SNL. So excited when I saw this yesterday. Amy Schumer is going to host May 12th. Kacey Musgraves will be the musical guest. And then for the season finale, Tina Fey. And Nicki Minaj.
Ooh.
I need a little more Tina Fey in my life. I was like searching Netflix for like anything Tina Fey. I'm going through withdrawal.
Don't watch Sisters or whatever that.
Yeah, it's not available
so
on Netflix.
Bad.
It's
not great.
Amy Poehler?
Yes, and Tina Fey.
Blockers kind of reminded me of that one where it's like, there were some funny moments, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited to have Tina back in my life.
Have you ever seen the one with Steve Carell? That is a hilarious movie.
What, Date Night?
Yeah.
Yes, I love it.
Love it.
Maybe I just need to watch it again.
Yeah, I could watch it anytime it's on. Kill shot.
That's the kill shot.
Tonight, series finale of Scandal. Maybe I'll get into that. It's on
Netflix. You're on it, man.
Yes. And I was so excited when I saw this. The Tonys this year. Sarah Bareilles is going to be co-hosting.
Oh,
wow. I love Sarah Bareilles. I'm so excited that Waitress is coming to the Fox next year. I'm going to go to that. But she's co-hosting with Josh Groban. So there's that.
You're not a Groban fan. Why?
I don't know. I think he's very funny. When he does comedy stuff with people, I laugh. But
why don't you like him?
I know. He's just so over the top.
You raise me up.
Don't ask her. We have people that we don't like and we don't know why.
Unexplained dislike for the Grobes. I'm sorry. Okay. If I met him in person, I would be very pleasant to him.
That's nice of you, Jim.
Hopefully I meet him when none of you are around, because Courtney would totally call it out, like when I met Brett Hull. Brett, this is Jen. She doesn't like you.
Wow.
Well, she's from Buffalo. Mm-hmm. I wanted to get into that because a funny story. And it ended up being very funny because he talked about how Buffalo fans, he never met one Buffalo fan until after that controversial skate in the crease. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, every 50% of the people in St. Louis now are from Buffalo.
Yeah.
Okay, Sofia Vergara, Kevin. She has her own underwear line.
Okay.
And
it's hemmed underwear. You'd be really that's her thing.
And apparently she always
called grandpa's drawers.
It's called Ebby, if you're curious. EBY. And she used to rag on Julie Bowen because Julie wears granny panties on the set of Modern Family. She's like, please dress like a woman. Why do you dress like a boy? This is disgusting. So she kept leaving thongs from her underwear line in Julie's dressing room. And at first, Julie thought it was the costume people, like, because that's what you're really supposed to wear on TV. But then she realized it was Sophia. And Sophia tricked her into wearing them. She said, I need someone with a really tiny butt to try the small size and tell me how it fits. And she tricked her into wearing them, and now she wears them all the time.
Your Sofia Vergara impression needs work.
I thought it was pretty good.
I am not going to do that. I feel like I would get I think our boss would get a strongly worded letter if I tried to talk like her. This is for Courtney. Homeland. Okay, season 7 on Showtime now, and they've already ordered season 8 for next year. Claire Danes says it's the last.
That's fine.
This is the longest she's spent working on any sort of role. She said she thinks the only thing she's done longer is be married to Hugh Dancy. They married 2 years before the show started. And by the way, she's pregnant with her second child.
Wow.
So that may be why she's saying this. But interestingly enough, they contacted a Showtime rep and they said they haven't decided whether season 8 is the last one.
Oh.
So maybe it's only the last for Claire Danes. Spoiler alert, even though they haven't written it yet.
Weird. Those TV shows take a lot of time. At some point, she's got to get on with her so-called life.
Mike push.
Check.
And Chris Pratt is promoting Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, and he's talking a lot about his split from Anna Faris. He said that divorce sucks, but at the end of the day, we've got a great kid who has two parents who love him very much, and we're trying to figure out how to navigate this while remaining friends. And he thinks both of them are actually probably doing better now that they have decided to live apart.
It's sad, so. Yeah.
I know. They're one of those couples you thought could, you know, we know nothing about, but we thought would last forever.
So attractive. How could it go wrong?
I know. They're both so funny. And then we talked about this in the 840 Schmig yesterday, but People Magazine's Most Beautiful Issue. Sorry. People Magazine's The Beautiful Issue. They renamed it to make it clear it's not a beauty contest. But Pink ended up on the cover, so she won.
It offended somebody somehow, I'm sure.
Right. Yeah, so she's on the front cover, and I think at one point, when she found out she was on the beautiful issue, she said, really? This is what it's come to? She had a lot of fun poking fun at herself, and she talked on Ellen when she was given like a tiara and a sash and some flowers for the beautiful issue. She said, I feel more beautiful, and I've decided that for the whole week that the magazine is out, no one's allowed to look at me directly in the eyes. Love that pink. That's Entertainment Schmig. More at 8:40, more online at Y98.com. And Lance Hildebrand now with traffic.
Sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings in St. John.
Zed and Maren Morris with the middle. I need you on my skin. Just come over, pull me in. Just. I had to look up the lyrics because I thought she kept saying, I need you on my Skechers.
It sounds like it.
And I was like, she doesn't wear Skechers. Maren Morris doesn't wear Skechers.
And you know, she did. She wouldn't want anybody stepping on them. That's weird.
It's rude is what it is.
Yeah. Spend all this money on those nice Skechers?
My sister texted me yesterday during the show. I didn't get it, but I think we were playing an Imagine Dragons song. I'm not sure.
Oh, whatever it takes. Those lyrics go really fast.
She said, does this song say, I'm the master of my Speedo? I don't know.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
I looked up the lyrics too.
I'm the master of my Speedo.
Where? No, I don't know.
Well, you're...
my eggs are done.
In the oven. In the kitchen. My eggs are really done. Okay. Speaking of radio and songs, we need to remember that people that we meet... You know, I think we're all really nice to anybody that listens to the show. It's those people that want to make sure they let you know they are not a listener of your show.
Yeah.
That bug.
Right.
But no, I mean, we're pleasant on the phone to anybody.
Right. Why are you saying that?
Because a woman in Seattle passed away and left a radio station $10 million.
What?
Yep.
Why?
All they know about her is her name is Suzanne and apparently has a lot of money and loves music. And I don't even think she lives in Seattle, but has family in Seattle, but loves this public alternative radio station, 90.3 KEXP.
Okay.
All right. She told them that she had given money to them in the past.
Okay. Yeah.
But she told them she was planning to make a donation before she died, but she was young. I don't know what happened. They don't have a lot of information and didn't say how much it would be. So they were still shocked. And the radio station is saying that most of the money is going to be placed in a long-time reserve, providing seed money to local education programs that revolve around music.
Wow. Cool.
Emerging artists, outreach activities. And on Monday, they honored her by playing some of her favorite songs. Some Seattle artists, some soul, and some Icelandic music.
Wow.
They should do it for a week. Yeah. 10 million. One day.
Yeah. 10 million. They should be all Icelandic all the time.
Right. Lots of Bjork.
All right, news and traffic coming up in the next 6 minutes on Y98.
You should go and love yourself.
Y98, cold start today, but we'll see some sun and a high in the mid-50s. Right now, it's 36 downtown.
Yesterday, we went to another hospital and thanked some nurses. We're doing this Thank You Nurses promotion where we asked you to write in letters about nurses that have impacted your life. And the letters... They're everything.
School nurses, hospice nurses, oncology nurses, pediatric nurses.
I mean, it's impossible to choose. I know we're going to do this again because there's many that deserve lunch from Sugar Fire Smokehouse.
All doing amazing things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's not just their job. I mean, they're all great in their jobs, but it's like
you have to be a certain person.
Right.
The care and the concern that they have for their patients.
So yesterday we went out to Bridgeton to the SSM DePaul Hospital, and everyone got there just fine, except for Tim.
Well, okay.
Directionally challenged.
You made it to IM2. You made it to the campus.
Yeah. Saw every part of that campus. I saw the, we had one of the station vehicles out there, and I saw them, and I saw where they went, and so I just parked. I'm like, all right, I'm not going to look for parking or, take up some emergency spot or something. So I just parked and then walked to where they were. By then, they were gone. And poor Kevin. Kevin, I got to pull up my text exchange.
By the way, have you ever seen Kevin's text? how huge it is?
No.
Pull up his phone?
Pull up a text, Kevin, and show Jen your text, your normal font.
I like to see what I'm reading when I read.
Let me see.
Hang on. See? It's not.
Oh, my God. It's giant. Are you 97?
Let me see.
I have big fingers.
Fingers don't matter. That's not how it works.
I like to see what I'm reading.
You are such an old man trapped in a young man's body.
So Kevin texts me, and what I assume happened is you guys were all there, and Courtney was like, Kevin, text him. And it says, hey, man, hope you can find us at DePaul.
Good luck.
And I go, all right, ER building or the main medical building? And he said, they say you need to come around all the way to the main entrance. Like, clearly Kevin, who is in the building and is located, is not making any choices of his own. He's just doing what people say. So then I say, so you need to go to the main entrance. And I say, of the medical office building? Is that right? Not the ER building? And he says, not the ER, the main medical hospital building. I would call you, but I don't want to further confuse you. And then Courtney calls me. We go on and I hear Kevin in the background going, see, this is why I didn't want to call. And then when it's determined that I'm on my way, Kevin texts me and says, see, this is why I don't help with directions. Good luck.
It took a long time.
It did.
Tim was in the main medical building, not the hospital.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's confusing.
It is.
And I'm the same way. I would drive around in circles as well.
And I'm a walking panic attack at those things anyway, just the hospitals and then what we're doing, like the whole surprise aspect, like I freak out a little bit. And then we see all the like hospital administrators and I'm like, great campus you got here. Real top notch operation.
Kevin's like, look for St. Vincent de Paul statue next to Jesus.
Yeah.
That was his, like, if you don't know where it is, it's impossible to find. But Danny wrote in about the nurses, the 7 North nursing team at DePaul Hospital. Her mom was in and out of the hospital, really sick, and ended up passing away. And the nurses took such great care of her. And Danny's mom was a nurse. And she always said, be kind to the nursing staffs and do something special for them because they're the ones that take care of you and see you more than anyone else.
Right.
When you're sick. And it's still fresh for Danny mm-hmm. and her dad was there and one of her friends. But they were a great staff and we got a picture. And if you go to Y98's Facebook page, you can see the picture of the 7 North nursing team. And I want to apologize to the nurse in front of me that was shorter than me because I rested my boob on her back to take the photo.
No.
Listen, we had to squeeze in. I told her too. Sorry about the boob on the back.
She was very funny too. She goes, ain't the first time.
She said something like, I've had worse than that resting on me before. Or something like that.
She did. But okay, so on the way there, 70, there's lots of debris on 70. And something flew up from under a car and hit the front of my car. And I was like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's going to leave a mark. I didn't think anything of it until I got home, parked in the garage. My Infinity emblem totally ripped off of my car.
Oh, no.
Yes. And you know how much those things are? They ain't cheap.
How expensive is it to replace your emblem?
They're all over the place in prices, but I want to make sure it's the right one. So I want to go to a reputable place.
So wait.
Like over $100.
Did that come off in the thing that
you
hit?
Yeah, I think it hit that, knocked it off.
I mean, the good news is that it hit that and not like the top of your
windshield
hood or your windshield, something that you would have had to replace the whole entire thing. That would be way more expensive.
Well, yeah, my windshield's been cracked for a good 15 years.
Is it still?
Oh, yeah.
That's dangerous.
See. It's not in my line of sight-ish. It's okay.
Oh,
started very small and then...
It grows.
It does grow. I need to get Safe Light out here.
Safe Light repair. Safe Light replace.
But thank you again to everyone that submitted. We're continuing to bring lunch from Sugar Fire Smokehouse, and all the nurses are so great, and it's fun visiting with you guys.
Yeah. All right. It's time for the news. It's brought to you by the exceptional doctors and nurses of SSM Health Medical Group, where better health care comes from knowing your child better. And we'll get to the news, but first, we have a little business on the roads with Lance Hildebrand.
Sponsored by Credit Karma out in...
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.